patient advocacy groups and cancer societies are pushing back hard against the recommendation made by a federal task force on breast cancer screening this past week. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force now says mammograms are unnecessary for women under the age of 50, and then only every 2 years. Dr. Marissa Weiss is an oncologist and the founder of BreastCancer.org, and she joins us from Philadelphia. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Weiss, you have publicly expressed that you worry that these recommendations will have a devastating impact, particularly on African-American women. Why is that?
Yes. Well, because already African-American women experience this disease uniquely. They are more likely to get breast cancer under the age of 40. They are not utilizing the benefits of early detection as much as other women do. They have cancers that tend to be more aggressive. For example, this cancer called triple-negative breast cancer that's about 2 to 3 times more common in African-American women, and that comes with a much more aggressive, life-threatening type of cancer. And so if these women, if they don't start getting their mammogram at age 40, then we will have missed the opportunity, I believe, to save their lives.
What about survival rates among women who are diagnosed with breast cancer, the differences between African-American women and Caucasian women?
Well, in the years between 1996 and 2004, for example, African-American women had a 77% survivorship, 5-year survivorship, compared to 90% among whites.
So what you're saying is that because African-American women are at higher risk of developing breast cancer, often under the age of 40, that the recommendations by the task force will be sending a message that they no longer should be screened until the age of 50, and that's the risk.
Yes, that's what I've been hearing this past week. We've seen a significant cancellation rate for mammograms at our hospital.
Because women are basically saying, well, I shouldn't do this until the age of 50.
That's right.
Dr. Weiss, there's significant evidence to show that among women who are screened, there's a disproportionate number of African-American women in this country who are not routinely tested. I mean, why will the task force recommendations change that anyway if this is already a problem?
Well, it's going to make the problem worse because doubt has been inserted for them to go out of their way now to get a mammogram when they may not have health insurance, to pay out of pocket for something that is of doubtful value from what they've heard this week will deter their coming forward and getting a mammogram.
Some of the loudest opponents of these recommendations have been radiologists. And some critics of these opponents have said, well, look, you know, radiologists have a stake in mammography. What do you say to folks who make that argument?
I understand that there's criticism that the strongest opponents of these revised guidelines are the people who make their living doing mammography. But the benefit of mammography has been demonstrated in clinical trials, both randomized clinical trials and population studies. So depriving women of the benefit of mammography punishes the women, not the doctors.
Dr. Marissa Weiss is an oncologist and the founder of BreastCancer.org. Dr. Weiss, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.